Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Starflower, welcome to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, and I want to thank our kind listeners for your support of me and of this show. And on our show, my intent is to share information and inspiration, as well as share tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And I want to remind everyone that, as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature. So nothing herein should be taken as medical, nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. You are forever encouraged to make your own autonomous choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, we'll be talking about fundamental healing that's mostly free. And there are, thankfully, so many options for healing. We are physical beings, and we're mental, emotional, and we're spiritual, and there are healing options available to us on all those levels. For example, I know for me that when I heal something at a higher level, so, you know, higher than the physical, that the healing will pattern down to the physical, and I will receive physical benefits. And so whenever I'll say an opportunity comes up within me, an opportunity for healing, I look for both the physical aspect as well as the non-physical aspect. So I look at pain or suboptimal functioning in the body as a message, as symbolic of what is happening with me on higher levels. For example, if I'm mentally tense, I know my body will be physically tense. Those go hand in hand. Or if my foot hurts, as an example, I know, okay, there could be something I'm not moving forward on, or perhaps I'm concerned about the details of moving forward on something, like how will that wall work, or perhaps just not trusting the process or not trusting that everyone will be okay with any changes that are made. And there are other reasons that the foot can hurt. Those are just examples. Or, let's say someone is having stomach challenges. Maybe there's something they're not able to stomach emotionally. And then we can distinguish that from a signal from the solar plexus that might actually be a notice or a caution of some sort. So to me, there's always a correspondence there. Like if someone's having neck stiffness, that might possibly be associated with stubbornness or inflexibility on something. Like, for example, possibly not seeing the other side of an issue. And if that is the case, if one realizes, oh my gosh, I've only been looking at one side of this issue, and then are truly able to see from a wider and a higher viewpoint, the neck often heals too. And once more, these are just examples to illustrate, and we're each different. But for me, when something comes up in my body, I do wonder whether there is also an opportunity for improvement or healing at a higher level. And when I figure that out, and it patterns down to the physical level too, you know, I've done that for free. And I've looked at my own healing that way for a long time, looking for those correspondences between physical and mental, emotional, or spiritual. And I've utilized healing options across those multiple realms to address my own healing opportunities. So in other words, I pursue natural methods for physical healing, you know, eating well and so forth, and I address the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects too. Knowing that for me, when I resolve things at higher levels, perhaps transcend a faulty or limiting belief system or how about finally transcend some old hurt, that higher level healing will pattern down to the physical level. So I experience true and long-standing healing at the physical level too. And if that, looking at both aspects, physical and non-physical, of healing is not your preference, that's okay. Because if we heal something at a higher level, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, I mean truly heal it, not merely suppress it, I believe that will pattern down to the physical level. That has been my experience. And I want to encourage again, if I may, not to suppress things. Now, we do not need to dredge at things, revisit them if we're truly okay and have moved on. If we've truly transcended something, then that's great. We just move on. It's just if we're pretending to be okay in some manner, but are really not, usually we, our higher self, do not let ourselves get away with that. Our higher self wants us to truly heal. So sometimes things need to come into the light to come into alignment. And if something is coming up in our thoughts or emotions or in our body, it could be time to finally heal it. It could be our higher self's way of saying, this is the time. Let's address this now. And then sometimes things need to process through and out of our systems physically in order to finally be liberated from them. And sometimes we are well aware of it. Perhaps sometimes we have a nasty bout of sickness, or someone may have a bout of mysterious, even intense, but thankfully relatively short-lived pain, something where an underlying cause has not been able to be identified. And that could be just something that finally needed to process through and out, perhaps even something from long ago. And then sometimes there may be a physical release that we're not so aware of or we didn't pay much attention to. And the good news is, in either case, whether we're aware of it or not, when we have these physical releases, when these things happen, we are generally getting to the bottom of things, to the basement of things. And so do things always have to be painful? No, thankfully no. But if they are and it's temporary, perhaps consider the idea that you might have just finally processed something through and are finally finished with it. And then if you're one that prefers only to look at healing as physical, there's absolutely benefit to that too. All true healing is good. True healing is progress, and it all counts. And so there are many, many ways we can heal. It does not have to be one size fits all. Wonderfully, we have options, many options. And because of our architecture and our multiple layers and levels of being, we can heal various ways, including through foods and herbs and aromatherapy and homeopathy, and through flowers, whether by being in their presence and working with their aromas or working with flower essences. There's just so many. We can heal through vibrations, whether that be as colors or as sounds and music. And we'll go through some more details on several of these, with a focus on those that are really core and fundamental and free, or at least mostly free. And so let's talk about water. Let us not underestimate or undervalue the extraordinary healing properties of water. Water is, of course, one of our most important nutrients. Air and water are, of course, vital. Oh, and let me say first, regarding air, that we can use our breath alone for healing. I think many are familiar with, if not the details and the practice of using the breath to heal, we're at least familiar with the idea of using the breath to heal, I think. And I'll leave that up to each of you if you're interested to investigate the how-tos, if you wish. But just breathing deeply into the entirety of the lungs, not just the chest, but into the entirety of the lungs, the whole bellows there, slowly and comfortably is a good start. And scientists have long talked about how breathing can affect so many processes in our body. So it's worth, you know, paying some gentle attention to our breathing. But back to water. Okay, so water, I think we know, makes up over two-thirds of our body weight generally. The proportion in each of us can vary for a lot of reasons, but primarily we want to ensure that we're not low on water. Dehydration can be a big challenge for the body. We need sufficient water for so many processes in our body to function optimally, including for breathing, and we need sufficient water for optimal blood flow, and our blood, our circulation, is vital to our health and our vitality. Circulation is vital to our immunity and to our healing, and so many nutrients that we take in rely on sufficient water for their optimal absorption and assimilation. in our detoxification and elimination systems and processes needs efficient water to function optimally. Our brain needs efficient water. We could go on and on and on. So sufficient water, clean water, is important. And so combining the topics of healing with water with healing with light and color, one way we can really enhance our water is by leaving it in the sunlight. I'll just, for example, I'll tell you, I like to, when I'm working outside, especially, fill a glass jar with water and let it sit in the sun. I just place my glass jar on a flat rock and let the rays of the sun charge the water. Then I drink it while I'm working outside and bring the extra inside, and I can usually notice a difference in the water after just a few minutes. And doing this, letting the sun charge our water, is really an easy way to add a gentle kind of all-purpose therapy or tonic to our revitalizing and healing and harmonizing routine. It really is like an all-purpose tonic, and it's free. So what is happening when the sun charges our water? Well, the sun carries healing emanations. Sunlight carries healing energies. See, the sunshine carries spiritual, I'll call them potencies, that benefit us physically and non-physically, so mentally, emotionally, spiritually as well. And the most natural, pure form of visible light comes from the sun. And sunlight carries the full spectrum of the rainbow of colors. And sunlight is conceivably one of the more potent sources of healing we've heretofore had widely available here. And it's free. And research shows the benefits of the healing rays of the sun. And when our skies and atmosphere are again clear, what a boon that will be to all of our health. The return of our natural blue skies and unobstructed sunlight will restore so much benefit to the earth and to all of us. Those that notice the trees and those that cultivate food and plants will notice the difference. The ease of cultivation and conservation and the health and vitality of plants and animals and us will all improve. That really is something to look forward to. The continual reduction of unhelpful things in the atmosphere. What a glorious experience that will be for all of us. So, I was sharing that the sun carries healing vibrations, and all things, including us, are made up of electromagnetic energy. It just vibrates at different frequencies, so everything in the universe vibrates. And some of those vibrations are detectable to our five senses, like things we can see, hear, smell, things like that. Some are undetectable, like gamma rays and infrared waves. So, with our sense of sight, you know, we can recognize a range of vibrations as light and colors, and our sense of hearing allows us to attune to a slower or lower frequency range that translates to sound. Oh, and have you ever walked into a room and you can feel that something electronic is turned on? So we have multiple ways of sensing vibrations. So, okay, back to healing with light. The range of light that is visible to us is called the visible spectrum, and this represents really just a small portion of the total range of electromagnetic energy. And visible light we recognize as colors, and our response to colors is deeply ingrained in our nervous systems, or as I like to call the nervous systems our central harmony system. When my nervous system is irritated by something or agitated, usually by something artificial or even just by smoke or something, you know, too loud or whatever, I try to think of my central nervous system as my central harmony system just to have a more gentle awareness of what's occurring without hopefully so much irritation. And not always, because our body is designed to notify us if something is unhelpful. That's meant to be a kind of a good thing. So still for my own health and well-being, I still need to remove myself from the situation if possible whenever I can. You know, I listen to the message my body's giving me, but I do try to soothe the response at least. But anyway, okay, back to light and colors. I think I've mentioned previously that when I want to record an episode, I make an outline, like, okay, I want to talk about light and colors, I want to talk about sound, I want to talk about these things today, and I peek at it from time to time to make sure I stay on track. So let me get back on track to light and colors. So for the majority of humans, vision is a dominant sense, and most of us are able actually to recognize a vast range of colors. Even just slight changes in tint or hue, most of us can distinguish that. And, you know, actually this visual ability that humans have is beyond the capabilities of many other species, at least as far as we know. And I think that could be a clue that color has a deep value and meaning to us. Our affinity for color, I think, is more than incidental. We respond to the healing capacity of a natural blue sky, and we respond to the healing power of the natural greens in the foliage of nature and the colors of birds and butterflies and flowers. Each of these can resonate with us. So we can be affected by light and colors we bring in physically, in water or in food. The colors in food do make a difference. I was speaking at a conference recently on nutrients in foods as well as in edible flowers, and just some of the many beneficial nutrients in there we can sometimes get a clue of based on the pigments we're seeing. So, for example, deep blue-black foods, whether elderberries or blueberries or blackberries and so many others, often carry cyanidins, among other things, that carry so many benefits. I think a lot of people have heard of anthocyanin, like benefiting cardiovascular health and immunity and cognitive health and so many other things. And orange and yellow foods and flowers often carry carotenoids that are beneficial too. So we can be impacted by light and colors that we bring in, by light and colors that we see, and we can be impacted by light and colors entering via our skin, such as enjoying sunlight or sitting under specially calibrated colored lights. So light and color, being electromagnetic vibrations, influence our own vibrations and our well-being. Most natural things, natural light, natural colors, are to our benefit. However, artificial things, like a lot of artificial lighting, for example, tends to be unhelpful, just as artificial scents can be. So light and colors can impact us physically as well as non-physically. Researchers have studied the effects of light and colors for many, many decades, and researchers have demonstrated the effect that color can have on our physiology, our physicality, and on our mood. For example, NASA reported, after researching those that follow the practice of sun gazing, which is very, very carefully looking at the sun only within moments of sunrise or sunset and only for a few seconds, and then building in time from there, only if one wishes to carefully try. So NASA reported, and they were working with a team of medical doctors, I think it was from the University of Pennsylvania, that there is indeed a type of sustaining nutrition, I believe is what they said, and even healing benefits gained from sunlight very carefully received via the eyes. And, you know, an option perhaps, if you're curious but maybe a little hesitant, is just to face the sun. So eyes toward the sun, but let your eyelids cover your eyes. So the light would then be passing transdermally, you know, across the skin and into the eyes. Now, I don't know that that would have the same benefits. Likely not. But I do know that light passing across the skin does have benefits. So just a thought. I do that. And as I remind myself now of this NASA research, I do hope to try the sunrise, sunset, sun gazing for just a few seconds here soon. And then, of course, I think this is fairly well known that researchers have provided many benefits of receiving properly acclimated sunlight on the skin, you know, within certain parameters and as long as one's not on certain medications, etc., including benefiting immunity, helping us to make more vitamin D in our bodies, really several things that researchers have reported. So properly acclimated sunlight, particularly when received without artificial obstruction, can be restorative, and as always, this is up to you. So sunlight carries the full spectrum of colors with physical benefits as well as non-physical benefits, and colors also carry a spiritual influence. And consciously, we may struggle a bit with understanding the higher level gifts of color, but from a spiritual perspective, it seems we do understand and radiate with the vibrations of color. And Helen Keller stated that she believed that even sightless persons can detect colors. And in addition to viewing colors in nature, such as in flowers or the blue sky, hopefully getting bluer and more pure and natural all the time from here forward, and the greens of foliage and the natural colors of butterflies and so on, in addition to viewing colors, we can also visualize colors. We can visualize in our mind's eye the colors we wish to see, and we can surround ourselves in the colors we wish. And we can even ask animals what colors they need in order to heal, and we can bring those colors in for them. respecting, of course, their free will and their own right to their journey, but we can ask. There are really so many options for healing. So, as vibrational beings ourselves, vibrations, colors, light, sounds affect us. The ways we obtain nourishment go beyond what we eat, and what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, we also resonate with and are affected by anything energetic, and that includes color and light, sounds, aromas, etc. And altogether, these represent what I've called sacred nourishment. So staying with light and color for a moment, light and color emit vibrations that can interact with and influence our own vibrations. They can offer another sacred path to healing and higher attunement. And accelerated discoveries in quantum physics confirm what sages and our ancestors have said for centuries, that light is healing to us because we are light. There's many examples of using light in the past, and we'll get to those, but let's take a quick break. But we'll be right back to talk more about fundamental healing. Please stay with us.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy the Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit barbarastarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about fundamental healing that's free or virtually so. And prior to the break, we were talking about light and color, and that it's really been used for a long, long time. You know, throughout history, different methods of healing with color and light have been used with great intention. Healing temples of light and color, solariums, or where people could take what were called sun baths in private, so, you know, exposing their skin to the healing rays of the sun. So picture like a tent without a roof, and then, you know, all those churches and cathedrals with stained glass windows, many of those were created with very specific intention and are very beneficial. And then the intentional wearing of naturally colored silk while in the sun, all of these methods were designed to leverage the healing properties of light and color. And then sun-charged water, I mentioned that. And related to the drinking of sun-charged water, you know, where you put your water in a glass jar and put it in the sun, you know, natural springs can be so beneficial. And that's for a lot of different reasons. They follow natural contours and curves, and they have specific minerals in them. And when they break the surface, even if they're in the woods or the forest, they're exposed to the sun or exposed to the sun through the leaves and branches of the trees that create magical patterns. So natural springs can be very beneficial, and those are, so many of them, free to access. And while I'm on water, please do remember as well that we ourselves can charge our water with desired frequencies and qualities. So we can bless our water. We can bless our water to be ideal for us in every way, to be the appropriate structure and content to hydrate us optimally. We can imbue our water with qualities we'd like to adopt or to strengthen. So, for example, we can bless our water with the qualities of peace and patience and courage and clarity and so on. Water is the ultimate carrier of patterns, and we can instill patterns and qualities in our water and let it metamorphosize us. And there are scientists that study how water can be changed. For example, Dr. Masaru Emoto several years ago, and now Beta Austin and others more recently, have shown in research that water responds to our thoughts, to vibrations, to sounds. So sending thoughts to our water like love or peace or oneness or hope can make a difference in the patterning in the water, and researchers can see it. And sound, so playing, for example, Mozart versus playing some type of heavy metal or grunge or something, the differences are astounding. And not indicting anything, but just they're showing that the difference in the patterns of the water is like beautiful snowflakes with Mozart and then a jumbled, muddled hodgepodge with some other stuff. So just blessing the water that we drink and the food that we eat can do wonders. You know, blessing the food to nourish us and to satisfy us and heal us. So, and blessing the water with the qualities we need at this time, understanding, forgiveness, whatever quality we want to have patterned in the water, that really, really can make a difference. See, healing does not have to be so expensive all the time. I mean, good food can cost a bit more, and higher quality supplements that we might want to bring in. But some of the most fundamental healing that's vital to our vitality, is often free, or nearly so. Sunlight, fresh air, blessed waters, wild food and herbs, the song of happy birds, being in the presence of happy animals, flowers, these really can move our healing forward in incredible ways. You know, I taught several different courses in college, many centered around health and healing, natural health, holistic health, nutrition, neuroscience, biopsychology, connections between body, mind, others. And sometimes I would ask the students, and I taught traditional as well as non-traditional students, and I would ask them, if I have a pill, let's say that costs $2 per pill, and then I have a different pill that costs $200 per pill, which one do you think would work better? And almost to a one, the replies would be that the $200 pill must be better. But why? Why would we think that? And I do get it. That is a construct that has been presented to us over many, many years. So just because something's more expensive, it's likely better. And many, not all, but many, have just adopted the notion. And yet, I imagine that so many of us, if we didn't think about it, could come up with countless examples of where something less expensive or even free is worth so much. How about, for example, when you volunteer your time, no matter what you do, that is valuable. Or when you, well, how about you freely share your wisdom and knowledge with others? That's gold. And good for you every time you can assist us with your experience and wisdom. Or how about when you make something for another with love, or someone makes something for you? Whether it's cooked or baked, or someone writes a little poem or song, or prepares a craft, or pencils a drawing, or paints a painting, when done out of love and care to assist or to please another, the value of these things are so high, they're seen in the heavens. And the bidirectional healing that takes place for the giver and the receiver is true. It may not always be evident, and if I could show you the effect, I would. These wonderful things that we do and receive offer some of the most important aspects of healing and pre-healing that we can do. You know, it never really made sense to me that the divine would bear that healing necessarily be expensive, or that healing would only be available to a few, for those that had the means or the access. That never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not at all saying that if people have a good product or service, they should not be compensated for that, of course. However, to have true healing options that are widely available, free or at least low cost and still incredibly effective, that makes far more sense to me. And so, circling back to healing with color and light, and a reminder that discoveries in quantum physics are confirming that light is healing to us because we are made of light. We carry light. And many ancient sages knew this and practiced this and offered this to help others. You know, I mentioned healing temples of light and color, solarium, sunbathing, stained glass windows, and people and animals could rest in the colored beams of light coming through the, you know, the colored glass. And, you know, once more, some of the very, very old stained glass windows were fashioned under this intent and are still beneficial in this way. And the intentional wearing of naturally colored silks while in the sun, there really was an understanding of the value of natural light and colors. And scientists are showing that those that followed these techniques of healing with color and light were really, really onto something. They can see the difference in how different colors of light affect the physiology and affect the mood. And I've got some more scientific data here to share, some examples of what research has discovered. But let's first pause here for a quick break. But we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. Please do join us after this quick break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about fundamental healing that's free, or at least mostly so. And prior to the break, I had gone back to healing with color and light, and I'm going to refer to my notes here for a few names and dates and details as promised. So, way back in 1903, Dr. Niels Svensson of Denmark was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his contribution to the treatment of diseases using light. So this has been done in the past, more recently. In 1921, Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for his discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect. And the photoelectric effect states that when light, which consists of photons, strikes a material substance, electrons are discharged, creating a current. So in other words, light interacts with matter as the energy of the light is transferred to the electrons. I'm going to say that again. Light interacts with matter as the energy of the light is transferred to electrons. So light interacts with matter, including our matter. Light affects us. It literally changes our electrons. Light can change us. And further, individual frequencies, so different colors, determine the specific energy of the electrons. In other words, different colors have different effects. And so there have been additional luminaries in the field of healing of light and color, and I'm going to look at my notes here again. In 1878, Edwin Babbitt wrote The Principles of Light and Color, which documented an extensive account of color therapeutics or healing with color. And then in the early 1900s, Dinshaw Gadiali is relatively well known in this space. He researched and clinically observed the effects of color applications on physiology, on the human body. And he works with doctors at a hospital local to him, I believe that was in Boston, to demonstrate the healing effects of specially calibrated color and light in all kinds of things, including in cases of severe burns and just so many different things. And there's a book called Let There Be Light that documents some of Dinshaw's findings if you want to look into that further. And then in the 1950s, Dr. Robert Girard confirmed that red light could raise blood pressure and increase anxiety, while blue light could lower blood pressure and anxiety, and that's still used today. And in the 1980s, researchers demonstrated that blue light could alleviate the pain of some forms of arthritis, also still used. In the 1980s, Dr. John Ott wrote of the effects of color and light on people and animals and plants, and he described malillumination, or the negative effects of insufficient natural light. And then in contemporary medicine, blue or full spectrum light has been used in cases of neonatal jaundice, and ultraviolet light is sometimes used for acne and psoriasis, and blood irradiation is used in some cases of infectious disease. And in Europe, heliotherapy clinics have been used for respiratory conditions, eczema, arthritis, cystitis. And then Dr. Tina Carew, who has studied photoreceptors at the molecular or cellular level, has published dozens of papers regarding the benefits of light therapy, including on cellular regeneration. Okay, so I'm going to set my notes aside. And so receiving light transdermally or across the skin, as well as receiving light via the eyes, can both affect our physiology, our physicality. Okay, let me pull up my notes here again. Dr. Dan Oren, who's both an MD and a PhD and a researcher for the National Institutes of Health and Yale University, reported in 1999 that 50% of the volume of the blood in the body passes through the eyes in approximately 40 minutes, and that with the interaction of light and the blood, quote, the eyes are an appropriate portal for phototherapy treatment, end quote. So certain light can be absorbed through the skin and also through the eyes, and is received and interpreted by nervous system receptors in each, and can confer benefits. It is so interesting to me that a substantial portion of our brain is devoted to vision. In addition to detecting and interpreting distance and motion, our eyes and brain are responsible for identifying and assigning meaning to shapes and colors. And still, not all light that enters the eyes is exclusive to our visual perception. Some of the nerve fibers that travel from our eyes also form connections with our hypothalamus, and that's used for synchronizing biological rhythms such as sleep and wake cycles. And then, you know, the communication continues onward, including with our pineal gland, where melatonin is produced. And melatonin is a natural hormone associated with sleep, but melatonin receptors have also been found in the immune cells, so melatonin can also then be associated with immunity and healing. And nerve impulses communicating with the hypothalamus can also affect body temperature and blood pressure, as well as digestion and our breathing, even our mood. And I think most people are familiar with that, that, oh, for example, a sunny day versus an overcast day can affect the mood sometimes. So light can affect so many different things. Light is powerful, and the sun represents a powerful, natural form of light that we all have access to, and sunlight includes the full spectrum of colors. And it had historically been believed that those, by those that were in tune with natural healing, that if one was relatively healthy, that the sun, which offers all the color rays, could help keep one in balance, in health and in harmony, in top vitality, you know, everything else being equal. But if someone was out of balance or in need of a little boost in some way, that in addition to the full spectrum of colors, that a focus on a specific color might additionally be helpful. So that was, you know, the use of colored glass with the sun shining through, or wearing of naturally colored silks while in the sun. And today, we can find, if we want, specifically calibrated color plates to use in light, so we too can sit under colored lights if we want, as light therapy or chromotherapy. And remembering that we have the power of visualization, we can bring in a color that we need all by ourselves. Or we can ask, if we're not sure, to be shown the color that's in our highest good at this time. Then hold that visualization and as much as possible relax and receive. And remembering that we can heal via light and color entering via the eyes, that looking at natural colors can be healing. It is no mistake, I think, that people, for example, are enchanted by, well, how about, you know, just natural things. How about butterflies? For several reasons, really, including their colors. You know, such as the very magical blue butterflies or those of the lilac colors. Flowers are incredibly healing. Colors, shapes, forms, patterns, all of them have meaning. I wrote about that in my first book, so I'll keep going here. But colors are frequency wavelengths, and there's something inherent within us that resonates with color. The natural colors of our foods really can make a difference, too. You know, if we think of all the magnificent colors and fresh fruits and vegetables and edible flowers, there are so many healing opportunities on multiple levels within them. So light and colors, we can take advantage of those, receive benefit in so many different ways. And let's pause here for just another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please stay with us.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about fundamental healing that's free, or nearly or mostly free. And prior to the break, we were talking about light and color. And so light can be beneficial both to our emotional and mental aspects as well as to our physicality. Color and light can offer insight or can inspire action or can help bring peace or to bring in certain other sensations or qualities. And then light and color can also be beneficial to the physical body, as we discussed a bit earlier. And I mentioned wearing naturally colored silks. Silk seems to work well, along with other natural fibers. So focus on natural fabrics and natural colors where possible seems to carry the best effect, and it can be as simple as scarves or neckties, or a colored shirt or blouse or tunic. And, you know, in the spirit of low cost or free, please remember we can visualize colors if we want to. That can work really well, to imagine ourselves surrounded in a color, or to imagine a loved one surrounded in a color. And if we're not sure, then white or gold can always be a good start. And we can breathe in a color. And, you know, if anybody has trouble imagining a color, you know, we can just get fabric swatches at a fabric or craft store for just a few dollars. Or how about this? If you have a piece of jewelry with any gold on it, just to look at that to get a sense of the color, then imagine it surrounding you if you wish, and even permeating into every cell of your body if you want. And we can also literally surround ourselves, decorate with certain colors, maybe do a little feng shui. And just being in nature and enjoying the natural colors and hues can be very helpful. And we can be in nature and breathe in the natural vibrations of trees and flowers and anchor them in our aura. And I'll tell you, I learned yet another sacred secret last year after I was exposed to radiation. I was inspired to go to a special zinnia in my garden. It was light pink, double ruffled, and to breathe that ruffly light pink into my aura. Imagine that in my aura, and I knew it was to help lift out the radiation. Magical. And then we can also work with crystals. Naturally colored crystals are nice to look at and to have around and to place in the sun, or even if possible, have them in a window so the light shines through them, creating magical and healing patterns. And then we can place crystals in our bath water. You know, please check first, though, as to whether the mineral content of the crystal is safe and to ensure that no part of the crystal is soluble, of course. So crystals that you find to be safe and non-soluble can be placed in your bath water if you wish. That could be fun. And please do remember, again, that we can visualize ourselves surrounded in color. You know, in the spirit of free, I want to come back to that and visualize a color over a specific part of our body. Our mind is very powerful, and that can be quite effective. Or how about this? We can visualize the rainbow of colors flowing around and through our body with the appropriate colors, already knowing where to go and what to do to harmonize and to heal us. And colors are also associated with aromas. For example, the scent of lavender really does carry the resonance of the color of lavender. And frankincense and myrrh are associated with deep blue. And there are many examples. And to come back to things that are free, to emphasize that we have the ability, just imagine colors and to breathe in colors, imagine that we're breathing in the color that we need. For example, we can imagine a pure white light cleansing, purifying, and raising the frequency of every cell of our body. And we can use color to shift our mood. You know, for example, white is cleansing and purifying, so we can use white to soothe anger or to soothe a quarrelsome nature, but also to bring clarity. And blue can also be quite soothing if one is agitated or maybe just too keyed up. Oh, if someone feels like they've just got too much unhelpful energy, water is a good way to release it. Just even putting your hands under running water with the intent to release excess energies, that can be very helpful. Or, let's go back to colors. If one is feeling a little down, then a happy yellow could help. Or if one is feeling stifled or subjugated, then purple can be helpful. Imagine a royal purple surrounding you. We are each royalty in the truest of sense, which means we each have the right to live in integrity. and to share our gifts with the world in the highest and best way for the betterment of all, whatever those gifts are. And if motivation is what we need, we can look to orange. Now, truly red can also be quite helpful for motivation, as long as we're sure that our motivation is well-intended. In other words, if we're angry, for example, or frustrated from that space, it's not ideal to take action, right? So if one is angry, then red is probably not the ideal color in that moment. We don't want to inspire action based in anger. That doesn't help anything. So what's nice about orange is it can inspire motivation. It also inspires cooperation and camaraderie and success, among other things. And action, of course, based on higher intent is good. But still, if we know that we're well-intentioned, coming from our heart space, or perhaps just a little tired, maybe a little weary, then a little red can indeed be helpful. And what else is free? We can tune our antenna to healing, and we can align with our optimal health blueprint. I've talked about this before. These are more than words. When we can feel our alignment with our optimal health blueprint, when we truly create that resonance, we draw it to us. It can be no other way. This is why things like visualization, imagining ourselves as healed or as successful, as well-loved, whatever it is, can bring that into existence. Imagination is a form of magic. We are magical beings, and we are well-positioned to heal and to evolve. This is a time of renewal. And I know that sometimes we face hurdles, individually and collectively, close to home, across the globe. If we can stay centered, knowing that sometimes what seems to be destruction is actually reconstruction. Sometimes things need to be disassembled a bit in order to become something better. And it can help when we can find our center, to center ourselves in our body, as in, this, my body, is where I reside. This vehicle is how I navigate life. And with my body, I have the ability to experience life, to experience joy, to allow my gifts and my light to shine, to share them with others for the betterment of all. Thank you. When we are centered and calm, our body automatically initiates some harmonizing and healing processes. Our nervous system becomes our harmony system, and we can function at the highest level. And putting one or both hands on our heart can help to come back to center. We are magical, and magic has no boundaries. We can use our imagination to create, to see what we want to see and feel as though what we want is already us. And I'm, again, encouraging myself as much as you. Whenever something concerns me, I intend to quickly turn my attention to the peace, to the healing, to what I do want, to feel it as though it's occurred. And it takes self-discipline. I believe the masters knew this. They knew the importance of resonance, and they had self-discipline. And we can all do that. And let's pause here for just a quick break, but we'll be right back.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy the Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options, from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about fundamental healing, and there are wonderfully so many options for healing, and so many are free, or nearly so. We can rely on so many things in nature, as well as on our own resonance and imagination. Imagination is a path to healing and to betterment, and please, if I may, please do give yourself credit for the power of your mind. And please remember, everywhere around the world, we can find people that are healing and reversing so-called irreversible things, healing things that may have thought were not possible, but if it can happen for one, it can happen for all. We can all do this, and it can be free. So, thank you for joining us today. And I hope you'll join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing. And if you wish, you can find more information on BarbaraStarflower.com. And as always, I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.